I'm just going to get some flowers, dear. I'll be back in 20 minutes. It's tulip season today, and I'm oh so happy.
Come on, sweetie. Come on, sweetie. Yes, come on. Come on now, sweetheart. Come on, sweetie. Come on. Come on. Go for a little ride, then you can whiz all over the city. Come on. Come on, go for a ride. Come on. Come on, sweetie. No! Freeze! Freeze! Leg down, leg down, leg down, leg down. That's it. That's it. Come on now. Come on. Come on now. Come on. No, you monkey! You have pissed your last floor. Bet you wish you were real to... Oh, you dog-eared monkey. This is New York. If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. You ugly, smelly...
Verdell? Where's my good doggy? Verdell? Come here, sweetheart. Mr. Udall?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen Verdell?
What does he look like?
My dog. You know, my dog with a little face, a little adorable face. Don't you know what my dog looks like?
Oh, I got it. You were talking about your dog. I thought it was the name of that colored man that I've been seeing in the halls.
Which color was that?
Thick molasses, with a broad nose. Perfect.
Frank, just a second.
Trouble in prison food.
Frank!
Just like the last art party.
Simon, you have got to get dressed.
Frank Sachs, Melvin Udall.
How you doing?
Frank shows my work, Mr. Udall. I think you know that.
People are gonna start coming.
What
please.
I know is as long as you keep your work zipped up around me, I don't give a rat crap what or where you shove your show. Are we done being neighbors for now?
Let me talk to you.
No. Not worth it. Definitely not worth it. Verdell must be in the apartment.
Okay.
Hope you find him. Love that dog.
You don't love anything, Mr. Udall.
Okay. Oh, Carl.
Excuse me.
Hi, Carl.
Frank. So where is he?
He's here, isn't he? He lives here. No, take it easy. Just had a little thing with the dog.
First of all, it's not such a hot-looking dog.
He's adorable.
Where are you going, Frank? Who buys one of the meat? And he isn't the only one who's working.
Yes.
Everyone's
yes.
Furious.
Lord. Ben. Oh, look at my boy. Look at him.
Yeah, I found him, Mr. Bishop.
I know you did.
We know you did. Where was my little baby?
Where was my baby?
In the basement garbage bin eating diaper shit.
Go ahead, John. You earned your fine.
Sorry, just got me.
Wait. How did he get down in the basement? I mean, even if he got in the elevator, huh?
Maybe some nice neighbor shoved him down the garbage chute?
Somewhere in the dark, she had confessed, and he had forgiven. This is what you live for, he said. Two heads on a pillow, where all is approval, and there is only the safety of being with each other. How, she wondered, could she find such hope in the most shameful part of her? At last, she was able to define love. Love was...
Mr. Udo, I'd like to speak to you, please.
Let me do this by myself.
Love was...
Are you in there?
Son of a bitch! Pansy-ass stool pusher. Yes!
Maybe this can wait. I found Verdell, Mr. Udall.
Well, that's a load off.
Uh-huh. Did you do something to him?
Do you realize that I work at home?
No, I wasn't aware.
Do you like to be interrupted when you are nancing around in your little garden?
No, I actually will turn the ringer off of my phone and sometimes put a piece of card.
Well, I work all the time. So never, never interrupt me, okay? Not if there's a fire. Not even if you hear the sound of a thud from my home, and 1 week later, there's a smell coming from there that can only be a decaying human body. And you have to hold a hanky to your face because the stench is so thick that you think you're gonna faint. Even then, don't come knocking. Or if it's election night and you're excited and you want to celebrate because some fudge packer that you date has been elected the first queer president of the United States and he's going to have you down to Camp David and you want someone to share the moment with, even then, don't knock. Not on this door. Not for any reason. Do you get me, sweetheart?
Yes. It's not a subtle point that you're making.
Okay, then.
So the theory of confrontations is now think twice before messing with me.
Love was... Love was love. Love was... Well, I'm pissed. Now I am really pissed!
Oh, don't touch! Don't touch!
Shh,
don't touch!
Shut up!
You don't think touch. You can intimidate the whole world with your attitude, but you don't intimidate me. I grew up in hell, homeboy. My grandmother had more attitude.
Police! Donut munching morons! Help me! Help me! Help me! Assault and battery, and you're black!
I like Simon. I like him enough to batter you unrecognizable if you verbally abuse him or so much as touch that dog again. Meantime, I'm gonna think of some way that you can make it up to him.
I paid doing this!
I'm an art dealer. Have a nice day. Hey, party! Party.
Excuse me. Whoa, don't touch. Don't touch.
Get a life.
Hey, watch it.
Don't touch.
Hey.
Look at you. You're all better, huh?
Got new medication.
So you know all my son's stuff, right? No. I got a date tonight. I'm walking out the door. He says to me, Mom, I promise not to get one of my fevers or coughs during your date.
Isn't that sweet?
Little blonde. Angel.
Tell me.
Eat everything.
It just came out of me. I said, what? You love me the way you love your remote control as long as I switch every time you press one of my buttons.
Great.
That's
terrific.
I think
I'm
people
really
that talk in metaphors ought to shampoo my crotch. Eat up.
Good. Stay there. I've got your money.
Now, you pay me next week.
No, I owe you. I told you today. That's the rule. Excuse me, Melvin.
I'll do it.
Excuse me. There you go. Take care.
Thank you.
It's really good. Pardon me. Take the money. Debts make me crazy.
This way you take a cab home so you have time to get ready for the date.
Ready is not my problem.
I'm starving.
Brian. Go on. Sit down. You know you're not allowed back here. Spencer's more excited about it than I am. He says, Mom, I promise not to get a paper cough during your date.
Come on.
Be a kid. You just want to...
I've got Jews at my table.
God. It's not your table. It's the place's table. Behave. This once you can sit at someone else's station. Or you can wait your turn.
Just, I've had feelings for a while. I'm glad that you sort of let him go.
You have feelings?
Well, yes.
How much more you got to eat?
I want to keep this.
Appetites aren't as big as your noses, huh?
What?
That's it. Forget it.
That's it.
All right, let me talk to you.
I don't care how many people buy his books.
Come on. I'm going to talk to you. Give him one more chance.
Barred for life.
Here I go. Here I go.
They left.
Yeah, what do you know? Brian says he doesn't care how long you've been coming. You ever act like this again, you're barred for life. I'm going to miss the excitement, but I'll handle it.
Three eggs over easy. Two sausage, six strips of bacon with fries.
Fries today.
A short stack, coffee with cream and sweetener.
You're going to die soon with that diet, you know that.
Well, we're all going to die soon. I will, you will, and it sure sounds like your son will.
If you ever mention my son again, you will never be able to eat here again. Do you understand? Give me some sign you understand, or leave now. Do you understand me? You crazy fuck! Do you?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I'll get your order.
Why'd you wear my earrings tonight?
So interesting what you said at dinner, and you said it like it was nothing. I mean, if you'd
Where's the bedroom?
This is sort of it. I sort of sleep in here.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I don't know.
Grandma! Grandma!
Maybe you better check.
What'd you think I was gonna do?
Oh, I'm sorry. Mama, I was hearing everything that you were doing, so I put these on to give you privacy. So how was dinner?
Hey, pal.
How's your friend?
You okay?
Not bad.
You got a temperature? Scooch over.
Where did your friend take you to eat?
Nice place.
Carol, I have him. Carol.
One more spit?
I said I have him. He's waiting. Go.
She has me.
Okay, pal. Give me a hug.
Carol.
Give me a big hug.
Carol, I have him.
I'm okay, Mom. She has me. Go.
Close the curtains.
No, 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 you can't smoke. He can't take smoke.
Magic.
Huh. Oh, God. Well, that'll teach you. I don't even notice it anymore. All right, come here. It's all right. You don't have to get that embarrassed. It's a little bit of throw up.
A little bit of throw up.
Well, what should we do? Want me to write down which trains you take to get home, or you want to lay down?
No. I'll take a cab. Just a little too much reality for a Friday night.
I just can't. I promised Simon I'd find him a model.
Carl, take me out the speaker. Did I tell you that these are house seats? Come on, you could use a break. Hello? Carl? Are you there? Hello?
Okay, I just found a model. Hey, boys!
Oh, hey! Hey, look, I know this guy. He even bought me dinner.
Carl, right?
Hey! What's going on? Hey, hi. Remember?
I only need one.
He picked me up maybe a few weeks. I don't know, some time ago.
But this is for a portrait. I need a pretty face.
Portrait?
Come here. I'll give you the address. It's for tomorrow morning.
Brad Pitt is the shit.
I don't get it.
Do you read?
Who is it, baby?
Who is that, Riddell? Who is that?
I'm sorry. I told you today. I was out in the studio doing work, and I just... So, it's out here.
Sure have great things.
Gershwin. He's great, isn't he? I usually make such a big deal about picking models, but Carl is so thorough. I bet he drove you nuts checking your resume, huh? This is not a nude.
Just kidding around, huh?
So much for love. And yet another pose.
Exactly what is your previous experience?
How about that? I'm running out of ideas here. Well, then give me some direction, okay?
Nothing. I just watch until something strikes me. I mean, do anything that you think of. Wait for me to say, hold that pose, then just try to comfortably hold it.
No direction.
Okay. What I do is I watch. You ever watch somebody who doesn't know that you're watching them?
an old woman sitting on a bus, or kids going to school, or somebody just waiting, and you see this flash come over them. And you know immediately that it has nothing to do with anything external, because that hasn't changed. And when you see it, they're just sort of realer and they're more alive. I mean, you look at someone long enough, you discover their humanity.
Wow. No, I know exactly what you mean.
Oh my God. Hold it.
Hey, look out!
Excuse me.
Sorry.
So I went in, and I got on the third line of the dialogue. And all of a sudden, I blinked. I have no clue as to what the next line was.
Clippity-clop ignores me.
So he said to me, last chance.
Last chance.
So I came back in.
Here she comes to ignore me.
And I messed up in the exact same line. I know. But guess what?
What?
He cast me!
Just what the world needs, another actress.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if Lily said it, but it's gonna be so Oh my God.
Can't live without me, huh? I'm finally gonna ask. All right, what's with the plastic picnic wear? Why don't you try ours? Afraid it isn't clean?
You okay?
Yep.
Oh, I see the help. It's a judgment call.
So give yourself a little pep talk. Must try other people's clean silverware as part of the fun of dining out.
What's wrong with your son?
Yeah. What do you care? He's got a fight to breathe. His asthma can just shoot off the charts. He's allergic to dust, and this is New York, so his immune system bails on him whenever there's trouble, so an ear infection. Is this bothering you?
No.
An ear infection, whatever sends us to the emergency room 5-6 times a month, where I get whatever 9-year-old they just made a doctor. It's nice chatting with you.
What? His name?
Spencer.
Okay.
Spence.
Harvey, it's okay. It's okay. Come on. Hand on my hand.
You can put anything you want now. I might be sort of done here.
Hey, I've been coming here for 2 weeks, and all we've done is work. Let's play!
Vincent!
It's very far away. It takes about a half a day to get there.
So you're practically finished, huh?
Yeah. There is one more stage. Good.
No place. I was just gonna sneak a peek. Fidel, you want some chocolate?
No, he's not allowed.
Wait, I gotta take off. Do you want to say goodbye or anything?
Yeah.
He's just gotta go. 1 second.
No, wait. I'm gonna look at the painting. All right.
Where are you going, sweetheart?
Fidel.
Want some water?
What's the matter with you?
Come on. You want some water?
Simon, wait.
Yo. Why are you doing this?
No. Wait. See, and that painting in there.
What are you doing? Losing him?
Okay, so you call 911 and don't leave your name?
That's right. Yes.
Even a dumb geezer should know that emergency.
Just move on. No one here killed him.
Oh, is he dead?
Ask him.
What's wrong with you?
Don't bark at me. I didn't name you.
We will.
Right in there. You help.
If we can't, we'll come back and ask you. Again and again.
Hey, what are you trying to intimidate me with attitude? I come from hell. My grandmother's got more attitude than you. Go shake down 7-Eleven for a day-old wiener.
It's just a matter of time, sir. There's a painting of one of the guys in here.
Get some tape on it.
Oh, I've been praying for him since I heard.
Yeah. So, anyway, I'm on my way to the hospital. If you could just watch the dog, just for the night.
Oh, no, no.
No?
No, no. No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
No, no, no.
Thanks. Sorry. Oh, bitch. Damn dog. You're taking him. Yes. Yes, you are. Get the hell out of the way. You're taking him. He's leaving the books.
One more. Wait.
You want to say no to me? You want to say no to me? Huh? You want to say no to me?
I don't say nothing to you.
Because I've never felt as crazy as I do right now. I almost want you to say no. Thanks for looking after him.
Hey! Where are you going?
You can't do this!
You don't want to mess with me today!
I can't take a dog. Nobody's ever been in here before!
Hey, Frank. Frank? Hey, Frank. Frank! You're dead. We don't have no dog food here. We don't want no dog food here. You'll eat what we got, what we eat. Right. Don't you do anything. Where's the trust?
They find out we're halfway through a show and we haven't sold a single painting. No, we can't reduce the price at this stage. I'm in a free fall here. Yes.
We can see him.
Okay, I'll meet you in there. I will meet you in there. Okay? 1 minute. Thank you. No, I'm here.
How you doing, great one?
I haven't looked at myself yet. I figured I could tell from your reaction. Not bad, huh?
Okay. I talked to the doctor and... Oh, shit. Okay, it's not that bad. I talked to the doctors, and they say you're going to be your old self in a couple of weeks. I mean, the scars here might take a little... Oh, shit!
Jackie.
Yes.
Can you hand me a mirror, please? So how are things anyway? How is Verdell?
Your neighbor, Mr. Udall, taking care of him.
How could you do that?
No,
he'll hurt him.
Simon, no, I promise. Not a chance. I own this guy. Besides, there was nobody else. You know, I'm always on the move, and trust me.
You are very certain my dog is okay because you have no idea.
Yes, your dog is fine, Simon.
Okay. Waiting gives the devil time. Where'd I go?
Look how friendly.
That's your dog?
No.
He's so calm.
What are you doing with a dog?
Suckered in, set up, pushed around.
You know, worried someone might take it?
Well, not until now, for Christ's sake.
Sorry.
I want to sit here.
I love his little face. It's so cute. I wonder what breed he is.
You know, he's a little dog. Next time, if Brian's not here, you can bring him in.
How old are you?
Huh.
I was going to guess by your eyes, I'd say you were 50.
If I went by your eyes, I'd say you were kind, so... So much for eyes, but as long as you bring up age, how old are you?
Oh, no,
well,
you're not.
You brought it
in
up.
Other words,
no, I'm curious.
In other words, you're not that you're ugly.
Easy, pal. I can take the compliment, but my knees start knocking when you turn on the charm. Full blast.
No, but I mean, what's with the dark?
Dawn Patrol. Major Dawn Patrol. My son had a full-blown attack, and this time, for extra fun, they gave us the wrong antibiotic. So I get him home.
No. The dog. It's bacon for the dog. Last week I was playing the piano for him, and he likes it. And so I decide I'm gonna make a little joke.
So you're all set here.
It's a beautiful day for our walk today. Very nice.
All right,
huh? Hey. Look at that. Look at him. I gotta give you something real good, too. I'm gonna show it to you. Come on, buddy.
Don't be like me. Don't you be like me. You stay just the way you are, because you are a perfect man, and I'm going to take you home and get you something to eat. What you want, you hear me?
Oh,
that's what it's going
to be. I'd like to
be
treated like that.
I'm going to take you home right now and get you some. Yes, let's go home and do some writing.
He had made the girl happy, and what a girl. You've saved my life, she said. You'd better make it up to me. Done.
done. Yes, I hate the doggy. Yes, I hate the doggy. Ooh, 62 bucks. Done.
We have to cut back expenses every place we can.
He has no medical insurance?
No.
Let me see. These are the food receipts here on the household expenses. Here's one for the dog again.
I can read it. I got it. Okay.
There you go. Uh-huh. And all the laundry and the cleaners.
Okay, good.
Boy, look at that, huh? He likes it. Oh, he likes it, J. Melvin. What are you coming over here for? I told you to sit here. I can't cook with the dog here. Okay, just sit. Good. We don't want any company. I'll read you a little Ralph Waldo Emerson. Okay, have it your way.
Hey.
Hey.
How's Verdell doing?
You know, he's a pain in the ass.
Well, Simon's home. I was sort of hoping you can keep the dog until he's had a chance to think and adjust.
Oh, well, it's been weeks and weeks. A few more won't matter.
No, he definitely wants him back right away. He'll be by tomorrow.
Okay. Okay by me. Hungry, huh? Be right with you, Pookie.
Mr. Udall.
Some face they left hanging on you. Look like
you... Could you take it? Just a little easy, Mr. Udall. Thank you. Verdell? Come here, my beautiful boy. Come here. Come here, boy. Let's go home and get well.
You can't blame him for being weird. But look at yourself in the mirror. Yeah. Thank you.
Come on, sweetheart. Verdell? Come here. Come here, boy. I know what you want. Come on, where's my boy? No, don't force him.
Sidewalk in New York. Look where they put it.
I... Help!
If you want to see me, you will not do this. You will make an appointment.
Dr. Green, how can you diagnose someone as an obsessive compulsive disorder and then act as though I had some choice about barging in?
There's not going to be a debate. You must...
You said you could help me. What was that? A tease?
I can help you if you take responsibility to keep regular...
You changed the room around.
2 years ago. I also regrew my beard, but you're not interested in changes in me.
I don't have this mountain of available time. I have to get to my restaurant on time. Now, do you know how hard it was for me to come here?
Yes. No, we're not doing this now.
I changed just one pattern, as you always said I should.
No. Nope.
Oh, I read that.
Thank you very much.
What if this is as good as it gets?
Oh.
What the heck are those for?
No. Get Carol.
Oh, I'm filling in. We don't know if she's coming back. You know, I think she might be getting a job closer to home. Why plastic?
What are you trying to do to me?
What the heck do you mean?
Look, elephant girl, just go get Carol or something. Just have her do my one meal here. I'll pay whatever you want. I'll wait.
Brian, code blue. Brian.
No.
Out. Just shut up and get out. Do it.
I'll be quiet. Just let me stay here. No problem. Go get Carol. Get her here. I'm not a prick. You are. I'm not judging. I'm a great customer. This day has been a disaster. I'm not sure if I can handle this, too.
Get out. Get out immediately, or there's going to be trouble. Man, I mean it.
Hungry. You've ruined my whole day. I haven't eaten.
What are you doing here?
This is not a sexist thing. If you were a waiter, I'd be saying...
Are you totally gone? This is my private home.
I'm trying to keep emotion out of this. Even though it's an important issue to me, and I have very strong feelings on the subject.
What subject? That I wasn't there to take crap from you and bring you eggs? Do you have any control over how creepy you allow yourself to get?
Hey,
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact. And to prove it, I have not gotten personal and you have. Why aren't you at work? Are you sick? You don't look sick. Just tired and bitter.
My son is sick, okay?
About your mother.
How do you know about my mother?
I hear you talking while I wait.
Mom, I finished my goose.
I'm sorry, honey. One sec.
Mom.
How you doing? You should answer someone when they speak to you.
I'm sorry, Melvin. That's it. I cannot handle you teaching my son manners.
Ow.
Back to life. Uh-oh. What's wrong? 5-1000, 4-1000, 3-1000, 2-1000. Bingo.
104.9.
Gonna treat ourselves to a cab ride? Look out, you guys! Coming through! Look out! Look out, you guys! We're okay. We're okay. Melvin! Wait! Give us a lift, would you, Melvin?
Cover your mouth when you cough, kid.
Brooklyn Presbyterian Hospital, please, and quickly, please.
Okay. Hospital?
Yes.
Any chance you'll be back at work today?
No! Stay away from me! God!
Simon, we can't put this off any longer. I feel terrible that I have to. Simon.
Huh?
Simon, could you just leave the dog for a second?
Sorry. What are those cards?
Oh, Frank's idea. He thought I should have notes, so I did this right. Maintain focus, didn't get emotional, and tried not to terrify you. See? He's right. I need the cards. Simon, you're broke. The medical bills are $61,000 now, and the show didn't go well. I've spoken to your parents. They didn't hang up or anything. But they said they would feel strange about calling you.
Well, I can't call them. Come here, baby. Come here, baby. Verdell, what's wrong? You miss the tough guy? Well, here I am, sweetheart. Happy to see me, a little pissant mop. How about another ride down the chute? Oh, God, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I did not mean that. I'm sorry. I'm
sorry. Simon.
I didn't mean that, sweetheart.
Simon.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'll be able to keep my apartment in the studio, won't I? Wow. Oh, my God. Wow.
Yes, you're right more than everybody else. Yes, you make us a lot of money. But I think it's more appropriate for
you to... Look, I need this. Just say, Melvin, I'll try, okay?
Melvin, I'll try.
Thank you. That's good.
Now, on a pleasanter note, my son, he just got accepted to Brown. My husband was dying.
Yeah, good, nice, thrilled, exciting. You don't have to wait with me.
I can't resist. You usually move through here so quickly, and I just have so many questions I want to ask you. You have no idea what your work means to me.
What does it mean to you?
That somebody out there knows what it's like to be in here.
Oh, God, this is like a nightmare.
Oh, come on, just a couple of questions. How hard is that? How do you write women so well?
I think of a man, and I take away reason and accountability.
I'm Martin Betts, Dr. Betts.
Not your name. What are you telling me your name for? Where is he?
He's in the bathroom.
Hey.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Did any of their doctors come to your house?
No, I didn't.
I'm home.
So what are you doing here?
Well, I didn't know that you had a secret of Myra.
What?
Oh, you met the gift.
He's good. I'm an expert on doctors.
Okay, doctor.
My wife is Melvin Udall's publisher. She said I was to take excellent care of this little guy because you are urgently needed back at work. That's what she told me. What kind of work do you do?
I'm a waitress in Manhattan.
Dr. Betts?
Yeah, Terry. Excuse me.
Hi, I'm sorry it took so long. I don't know Brooklyn.
Nah, I couldn't find it either. Could you get this to the lab? Tell them I need CBC, differential platelets, the whole thing.
Okay.
And I want it back today.
Okay.
Ha! I'm sorry. Did you say you're going to get the results back today?
Sure. What's it now?
These are the receipts from all the prescriptions from the beginning of the year.
The calendar?
Yep, yep, yep. And this is a calendar of days mm-hmm. and how he felt and what
he's
been
good.
Eating.
That's very good. Uh-huh. How long has he had the problem?
Since forever.
Mm-hmm.
6 months old.
Okay. And have they done blood tests on it?
Yeah.
Only in the emergency room or when he was well?
Emergency room only.
Okay, and how about skin testing for allergies?
No.
No standard scratch test? They poke him with a needle?
No, I asked. They said my plan didn't cover it and that it wasn't necessary anyways. Why? Should they have?
Well...
Fucking HMO. Bastard pieces of shit.
Carol.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Actually, I think that's their technical name.
Mm-hmm. So, once the tests come back, is there someone in your office we should talk to get the results, or,
Me. My home number's on the card.
That's his home number?
What?
Can we get you anything else? Do you want some water or some coffee?
No, thank you.
A couple of female slaves.
Mrs. Connolly, there's still a lot of tests I need to do, a lot of things I have to find out here. But look, whatever I find out, I promise you, at the very least, from now on, your son is going to feel a great deal better, okay?
Doc.
No. Fine. Okay. Okay. That's good. That's good. Oh, that's...
No, listen, you gotta let me know about the additional costs one way or another.
Well, the costs are gonna be considerable, I'm afraid. But don't worry. Mr. Udall wants to be billed.
That's wonderful.
Anyway, dear, thank you for everything, Nora. Forgive my recent crankiness. I'll call when things get back on track, okay?
Equally.
Huh? What's wrong?
Who's gonna walk that bill?
Oh, no. No.
Dead yet?
No. Would there be any way that you would be willing to walk his dog for him?
Absolutely.
You're a wonderful man. Two o'clock would be a good time, and here is the key in case he is asleep. Open his curtains for him. So he can see God's beautiful work. And he'll know that even things like this happen for the best.
Where do they teach you to talk like this? In some Panama City sailor want a hump-hump bar? Or is this getaway day and your last shot at his whiskey? Sell crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
No. No, no! There is a seriously goofy man behind this. You're not allowed to block out that fact.
Do you really want to go back to emergency where those runt doctors keep telling us that they can't help?
This lets a crazy man into our lives.
Let's not fight. You know how this will turn out. Come on! You know how this will turn out. This is not like stockings. It's not like a string of pearls. You don't send this one back. Right?
No, I do. I understand. All right, listen, I gotta go, okay? No. Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
What are they?
Come here, come here. Hey, maybe I'll bring him some food by.
Thank you for walking him. If you'll excuse me, I'm not feeling so well.
Yeah, this place smells like shit.
Go away.
What this cleaning lady doesn't...
Please just leave!
What happened to your queer party friends?
Get out of here! Nothing worse than having to feel this way in front of you.
Nellie, you were a disgrace to depression.
Rot in hell, Melvin.
No need to stop being a lady. Quit worrying. You'll be back on your knees in no time.
Is this fun for you? You lucky devil. It just keeps getting better and better, doesn't it? I'm losing my apartment, Melvin. And Frank, he wants me to beg my parents, who haven't called me, for help. And I won't. And I don't want to paint anymore. So the life that I was trying for is over. The life that I had is gone, and I'm feeling so damn sorry for myself that it's difficult to breathe. It's high times for you, isn't it, Melvin? The gay neighbor is terrified. Terrified!
I was just trying to give you a boost.
Lucky you. You're here for rock bottom. You absolute horror of a human being.
One thing I'll do for you, I might cheer you up.
Get out.
You wanna know why the dog prefers me? It's not affection. It's a trick. I keep bacon in my pocket. See?
Oh my gosh.
Huh? We'll both call him. You'll see. It's a trick. Okay?
Come here, Fidel. Come here.
Whoop. Whoop.
Yo-yo. Come on.
Come here.
Come here, baby.
No.
It's okay. Come here.
Stupid dog.
Could you leave now? Please.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Classic TV Rewind. On repeat viewing, one begins to suspect that might not really be Major Healy in the phone booth after all. Classic
TV Rewind. Mr. Udall?
Second look at shows that are always worth a second look.
Carol, the waitress?
Yes.
Just keep repeating to yourself.
The doctors gave me your billing address. I'm sorry about the hour.
If you're worried about thanking me,
That's not why I'm here. Though you have no idea what it's like to have a real conversation with a doctor about Spencer.
Note. Put it in a note. I have a hair dryer.
Why did you do this for me?
So you'd come back to work and wait on me.
Do you have some idea how strange that sounds? I'm worried you did this because...
Are you waiting for me to say something?
Look, I'll be at the restaurant tomorrow.
I don't think this can wait until tomorrow. I need to clear this up now.
Clear what up?
I'm not going to sleep with you. I will never sleep with you. Never, ever. Not ever.
Well, I'm sorry, but, we don't open for the no sex oaths until 9 a.m.
I'm not kidding.
Anything else?
Just... Thank you.
So you'll be at work tomorrow?
Yes.
Never, she said. Never, she says. Chance you were up. I brought you some Chinese soup.
Thanks.
Boy. Never been this tired in my life. I've been sleeping. I've been clearing my head. I felt like myself. In trouble. It's not just the tiredness. Boy.
Sick. Nauseous.
Sleepy.
Her everything looks distorted and everything inside just kind of aches and you can barely find the will to complain.
Yeah. Oh. I'm glad we did this. Good talking to you.
You are not still writing that thank you note.
I'm on the last page. How do you spell conscience?
C-O-N-S-C-I-E-N-C-E. Look, I got Sean from the bakery to babysit so we could go out.
I still don't feel safe leaving Spencer with someone. Could you spell it again, please?
Spencer's okay. You better start finding something else to do with your free time. Sean, are you hungry?
Yeah.
All right. We got pizza. Carol and I are going out. Sausage pepperoni. You want to make this later for you and Spencer? We are going out like people do. If you can't feel good about this break and step out a little, then I think you ought to have Mr. Udall send you over a psychiatrist.
I don't need one because I know what's really going on here. I gotta finish this letter or I'll go nuts.
Carol?
This can't be right. Con science?
Carol. What?
It's very weird now that I'm feeling that stupid panic thing inside me all the time. Without that, I just start thinking about myself and what good does that ever get anybody? Today on the bus, there was this adorable couple, and I felt myself giving him a dirty look. I just had no idea everything was in.
Go ahead.
Moving in the wrong direction. Away from a time when I remembered what it was like to have a man to anything. Old fucking... Sorry.
It's okay.
Hands with, for Christ's sake. And I felt almost really bad that Dr. Betts is married. Which is probably why I make poor Spencer hug me more than he wants to. Poor kid doesn't have enough problems he has to make up for his mom not getting any. Who needs these thoughts?
So, what are you saying? That you're frustrated?
Leave me be! Why are you doing this? What is it you want? My whole getting me thinking about everything that's wrong when all I want to do is not do that has some purpose. Really, Mom, what is it you want? What?
I want us to go out.
Okay.
Like spiral curls and barrel curls.
Yeah, I don't know where my wife is.
She's picking up the radio.
Get ready. She can take as long as she wants to.
Thank you.
Now I gotta send you a thank you note.
Oh, gosh. Evelyn's here. And her giant gel wing.
That's why you brought me here. That's really why you brought me here.
Well, you know, it's not even mine. This guy Simon seems to have enough on his mind. But the dog did throw up twice last night. I mean, Spark is off.
Well, take him to the vet.
I did. They say his stomach's out of whack. And they need him for a couple of days.
Well, do it. What if... Sorry.
Excuse me. This is for later.
What's this?
It's a note.
A note?
Yeah, it's a thank you note.
Thank you note? No, no, no.
You can read it later.
No, no, thank you. No, 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 thank you, no, 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 no. No. Thank you. Thank you.
She's nice. Real nice, huh?
Really nice. Shouldn't that be a good thing, telling somebody no thanks required?
Sure looks like it went over, too. I mean, look at you. You're sure making the rounds. Simon says you brought him soup last night. What?
Look at you. You think I'm a mark.
You help with the dog, now there's other things. Hey, I'm as concerned about Simon as you are.
Concerned?
It's not just financial assistance.
Hey.
He's got to get to Baltimore to ask his parents for money tomorrow.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, you know, if his parents are alive, I mean, they have to help. It's the rules. Good. That's great.
Absolutely.
Let them help him.
I got a high-maintenance selling painter coming through, so I'm out. Can you drive him?
Think white and get serious.
Take my car, convertible. Do you drive?
Like the wind, but I'm not doing it.
Getting loud. Getting loud.
wants me to take his car and his client to Baltimore.
I want your life for 1 minute, where my big problem is somebody offers me a free convertible so I can get out of this city.
Go ahead, girl. Okay, I'll do it. I'll take him. Yeah, get him ready, pack tomorrow morning. I'll take him, okay? I'll take him. Fine. Okay.
Okay.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow. Let's not drag this out. We don't enjoy one another that much.
If there is some mental health foundation that raises money for people like you, please, be sure to let me know.
Last word, freak.
Bye-bye.
Good luck, lady.
So anything else?
Yeah. I'm gonna give my queer neighbor a lift to Baltimore.
Okay.
Hey. What I did for you, it's working out?
What you did changed my life.
No, No thank you note.
Well, part of what I said in this entire history of my life, which you won't read, is that somehow you have done more for my mother, my son, and me than anybody else ever has.
I'm just gonna read you this part of it. And that makes you the most important, surprising, generous person I ever met in my life. And that you're going to be in our prayers, our daily prayers forever.
Lovely.
I also wrote one part I'm just going to say. I wrote I'm sorry. I was talking about I was sorry when I got mad at you for when you came over and you told my son that he ought to answer back. So I wrote that I was sorry about that and that I wrote I was sorry for busting you on that, and I'm sorry for busting in on you that night when I said I was never... I was sorry, and I'm sorry for every time your food was cold and that you had to wait 2 seconds for a coffee filler, and I'm sorry for never spotting right there at the table in the restaurant the human being that had it in him to do this thing for us. I'm just going to start from the beginning. I have not been able to express my gratefulness to you. Even as I look at the word grateful now, it doesn't begin to tell you what I feel.
That's nice of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I want you to do something for me.
I'm sorry. Didn't I say what? I thought I said what? What?
I want you to go on this trip.
No, sir.
I can't do this without you. I'm afraid he might pull the stiff one eye on me. I need you to chaperone. Separate everything but cars. You said you like convertibles. Now I'm on the hook.
I'm sorry. The stiff one eye?
2 days.
I can't. I work.
You get off when you want to.
My son.
Bet said he's doing fine.
Melvin, I'd rather not.
What has that got to do with it?
Funny, I thought it was a strong point.
Write a note. Ain't she sweet? I need a hand, and where'd she go?
Are you saying accepting your help obligates me?
Is there any other way to see it?
No. Here's a little suitcase. Shocked that it's being used. There's no way to pack for this trip.
Mm-hmm. You're still coming, aren't you?
Yes. Melvin, I would like to know exactly where we are going.
Just south of Baltimore, Maryland, and I know what you're going to say next. I mean, I think I know. I'm not sure. I think so.
There's no need for me to bring anything dressy. I mean, I didn't know if we were going to be eating in any restaurants that have dress codes.
Well, maybe. Yes. Let's.
Okay, gotcha. What did you think I was going to ask?
Whether crabs were in season there now.
Oh, okay then. Good night.
Anything unusual in the dog's diet?
No. Everybody gets their own cage?
Certainly.
Okay, put him in with that one. Not that one. Builds his confidence, huh?
Okay.
Flip this. Ah! I love you. I'll miss you. Hey! Real sensitive.
Bye.
Call me when you get settled.
Don't run. Sorry, I'm not taking you myself.
So am I, Frank.
Give me a hug. Everything's gonna be okay, right?
Yeah.
Soak it up. It's your last chance for a hug for a few days. Thank you for being on time.
Hi.
Carol the waitress, Simon the fag.
Hello? Holy God, who did that to you?
I was attacked. I walked in on some men robbing me, and I was hospitalized. I almost died.
Let's do the small talk in the car. Let's go. How are you, sir? Oh, I was going to do that for you.
It's all right. Where should we sit?
There's no place cards or anything.
It's all right. Maybe you look like you need all the room you can manage. So I'll sit in the back.
Sorry, thank you for the seat. That was very thoughtful.
Oh.
You look like you're crowded in there.
Oh, it's all right. Thanks. Thank you.
You're welcome. I've got the whole trip programmed. Y-M-C-A. I'm just kidding. I wanted to see what you'd do. No. Seriously. We got good stuff here.
When it's not always raining.
I like this music.
Well, I'm looking for my girl. I wonder where can she be?
Yes, I'm sure, Simon, they did something really off for you to feel this way. But when it comes to your parents,
or your kid, something will always be off for you unless you set it straight. And maybe this thing happened to you just to give you a chance to do that.
Nonsense. And you want to know why?
Anybody here is interested in what Melvin has to say, raise their hand.
You want to know what happened with my parents?
Yes.
When I was a kid.
Wait. I'm going to pull over. Give you my full attention.
Well, I always painted. And my mother always encouraged it. I mean, she was really sort of, she was sort of fabulous about it, actually. And she used to, you know, I was too young to think that there was anything wrong with it. And she was very natural. So she used to pose nude for me. And I always thought, or I guess I assumed that my father knew about it.
This stuff is pointless.
Hey, let him finish, please.
You like sad stories? You want to hear mine?
Stop. Go ahead, really. Please don't let him stop you.
One day he walked in and he found us and he started screaming.
My father didn't come out of his room for 11 years. He used to hit me on the hands with a yardstick if I made a mistake playing the piano. Huh?
Go ahead, Simon. So you said he came in your room and he was yelling? Uh-huh. Please, come on. Come on.
Yeah, no, I remember I was defending my mother and I was trying to, make peace in the lamest way. I said, she's not naked. It's art. And he started hitting me. And he beat me unconscious. And he talked to me less and less after that. I mean, he knew what I was before I did. And the morning that I left for college, he walked into my room. And he held out his hand. And it was filled with money. A big, sweaty wad of money. And he said, I don't want you to ever come back. And I just grabbed him and I hugged him and he turned and walked out.
Hey, we all have these terrible stories to get over and you...
It's not true. Some of us have great stories, pretty stories that take place at lakes with boats and friends and noodle salad. Just no one in this car, but a lot of people. That's their story. Good times, noodle salad. What makes it so hard is not that you had it bad, but that you're that pissed that so many others had it good.
No, I don't think so.
Not it at all, really.
Not it at all, huh? Okay. Let's go to the hotel, and tomorrow you'll see if you can get another big wad of sweaty money out of his hand. Can I ask you a personal question? Sure. Ever get an erection over a woman?
Melvin.
I mean, wouldn't your life be easier if you weren't?
You consider your life easy?
All right. I give you that. Nice packet.
Whoa.
Hi.
Hey, Spence.
Mom, wait here.
Why are you out of breath?
Mom, I ran over a guy and scored a goal.
You did?
He was big, Charlie, you know.
That's great.
Yeah, amazing.
Oh, my God, right?
Yeah. Mom, we're playing again. Gotta go.
No, no, bye. Wait, wait, just tell me. Oh.
He scored a goal.
Mom, I don't believe it.
Oh, you would have died.
My son was outside playing soccer. Come on, take me out for a good time. Take me out dancing.
Dancing?
I can't. I'm exhausted.
Oh, come on.
No.
Please come on.
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
All right. All right. You're right.
Yeah.
Are you sad or something?
No. I'm nervous. It would be very rough, Carol, if you weren't along.
What a nice compliment. I'm happy. And you're my date. Let's get dressed.
I'm gonna jump in the shower.
Okay.
I'll be right with you. Set?
Yeah.
Mr. and Mrs.
They sell hard shell crabs?
Yes.
Do they sell hard shells?
Yes.
Do they? Do they sell hard shells?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Hi. You have hard shells, right?
Stop asking everyone.
Just him, that's all. Okay, you can answer. We worked it out.
Yes, we do. Oh, and I can give you a tie and jacket.
What?
Oh, they require a tie and jacket, but we have some available. Sir?
No, I'm not. In case you were going to ask, I'm also not going to let you inject me with the plague either.
It's such a nice place. You probably have these dry cleaned all the time, don't you?
Actually, I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, you just wait here. Excuse me.
Good evening.
I need a coat and tie.
Well, come on in.
No.
No.
That one.
This one.
That one, yeah. And this tie. Excuse me.
She's here. We saved a table for you.
Oh, thanks.
Should I get her for you?
Not so well. I'll just watch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is plenty. Nothing.
Oxos.
You look, great. You look great. You want to dance?
Well, I've been thinking about that since you brought it up before.
And?
No. Look at this place. They make me buy a new outfit. They let you in a house dress. I don't get it. What? Wait, well, no, wait, why? Where are you going? Now, why? I mean, well, I didn't mean it that way. I mean, you gotta sit down. You can still give me the dirty look. Just sit down and give it to me.
Pay me a compliment, Melvin. I need one. Quick. You have no idea how much what you just said hurt my feelings.
The moment someone gets that they need you, they threaten to walk out.
A compliment is something nice about somebody else.
This is a request from June.
Now or never.
Okay.
Happy anniversary.
And mean it.
Can we order first?
Okay.
Two hard shell crab dinners, pitcher ice cold beer, baked or fries?
Fries.
One baked, one fried.
I'll tell your waiter.
Waiter. Okay. Now, I got a real great compliment for you, and it's true.
I'm so afraid you're about to say something awful.
Don't be pessimistic. It's not your style. Okay. Here I go. Clearly a mistake. I've got this, what? Ailment? My doctor, a shrink that I used to go to all the time, he says that in 50 or 60% of the cases, a pill really helps. I hate pills. Very dangerous thing, pills. Hate. I'm using the word hate here about pills. Hate. My compliment is that night when you came over and told me that you would never... All right, well... you were there. You know what you said. Well, my compliment to you is the next morning I started taking the pills.
I don't quite get how that's a compliment for me.
You make me want to be a better man.
That's maybe the best compliment of my life.
Well, maybe I overshot a little because I was aiming it just enough to keep you from walking out.
How's it going with those pills? Good, I hope.
it's little by little. It's exhausting talking like this. Exhausting.
Do you ever let a romantic moment make you do something you know is stupid?
Never.
Here's the trouble with never. First came into breakfast, when I first saw you, I thought you were handsome. Then, of course, you spoke. So now that your soft little underbelly's all exposed, tell me, why did you bring me here?
Why?
Tell me, even if you're scared.
Scared?
Tell me why you wanted me here. It's okay. If you ask me, I'll say yes.
Well, I had a lot of reasons. I thought, one thought, maybe if you had sex with Simon, maybe it would...
What?
Well, it's just one. It's one idea.
That's why you brought me? Like I'm a what? And I owe you what?
I don't know why I brought you. It was just one thought that I had. It came out first. That was all there was to it. I thought you kiss him, me, when you two seemed to hit it off. Wait. I didn't mean... Forget what I said about Simon.
Never forget you said it.
It's a mistake. It was a mistake.
Hello, this is Fred Bishop.
And Betty.
We're sorry to be unable to take your call right now. Please leave a message with all the pertinent information.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
And thank you.
It's Simon. I'm in town. Hello? Folks, you haven't been out later than 10 o'clock in your entire lives. Please pick up the phone. Really? Okay, well, I'm going to try you in the morning. I need to see you. Or at least get you to answer the phone.
How are you?
Is this gonna be your room?
Our room. I don't want to see him, and he's not gonna come knocking on your door.
What happened?
Don't ask.
Oh. Can you not be so violent?
I don't think so. Do you need help?
No!
You're taking a big bath and ordering a big meal. Uh-huh. I'm sorry. Are you okay?
Don't ask. I'm tired of my own complaints. I gotta get some new thoughts.
Why? What are you thinking about?
How to die, mostly.
Can you believe in our little mix? You're the good roommate?
Good night.
Good night.
Oh.
I have to draw you.
Huh?
I have to draw you.
No, no, no. Absolutely not. I'm a lot more shy than people think. I give off the wrong impression.
I have to. I haven't sketched anything in weeks.
Stop staring. Do a vase.
But you're beautiful, Carol. Your skin, your long neck, the back, the line of you. You're why cavemen chiseled on walls.
All right, cut me a break.
Next thing I know, she's sitting right there next to me. Well, it's not right to go into details. I got nervous. I screwed up. I said the wrong thing. Or if I hadn't, I could be in bed right now with a woman who, if you make her laugh, you got a life. That I'm here with you. No offense, but a moron pushing the last legal drug. Jameson soda back.
I'm sorry. I don't care how you put this. We're being naughty here, pal.
No, no. This is great. This is so great. I swear to God, my hand won't even keep up. Hold it.
I'm just turning.
But then hold that. Hold any of them.
Okay, this?
It doesn't matter. I can't get over my hands not even bothering me. I can't get the angle with this cast.
Oh, careful.
Ah!
Coming in. It's late. Did you have sex with her?
Okay, so you sure you don't want your shampoos or anything?
Sorry. I didn't know she was still here. Did you have sex with her?
To hell with sex. It was better than sex. We held each other. What I need, he gave me. Great. I'll get dressed in a hurry.
Just love her. How you doing? Mom? Hi.
Hello, Simon. You're right. We were home last night.
Do you have to whisper? I can barely hear you.
No, I'm not a screamer. Look, the reason...
No. It was the luckiest thing for all of us she didn't answer last night.
Father has not been feeling well.
No, I can't hear you.
It's too late to start with the whole thing. Hold on.
Hold for what? What do you got to do? Where are you going?
I get why you're angry with me, but it's no snap to...
He's talking to his parents.
Okay, then you listen to me. Mm-hmm. Truly no grudges, okay? Truly. I mean, it was a little odd that you didn't come and see me when you heard that I was hurt, but...
Well, we almost did.
No, I don't even want to talk about it. The important thing is that your son is happy.
Well, you do sound different.
Yes, I'm working again.
What?
I...
About money?
No, I don't need anything.
Oh.
I'll drop you a line from wherever I land, and then it's up to you to make the next move, and I hope that you do.
And then he's going to want to stay. And they'll want to take a ride to the lake or whatever, and... You know.
Okay, bye-bye.
He's gonna feel stirred up.
Bye, Mom.
So we'll probably have a good 5-hour drive. It'll give us a chance to relax
and
be together alone.
I'm coming with you.
Well, what about your parents?
No, I'll take care of myself.
What are you talking about? You got real problems.
I know. I'm a little bit nervous. Suddenly everything seems so easy. Carol, a load has been lifted.
Oh. One night with me.
You think you're kidding?
Oh, jeez. No choice.
I got a gift for you.
Nothing like no choice to make you feel at home.
Let me see. Oh, gorgeous.
Do it then, and get the dog picked up. I can't believe you let it stay there. Goodbye. Your luck's running. They sublet your place. You're homeless. Frank's got to line another place you can use for now.
Another place where?
Does it matter?
No. It doesn't. I'm fine. Like that?
I'm sorry.
Music right now.
What do you mean? You said you liked it.
I don't.
This one has a meaning.
It's your car, but I don't want to hear it. If that means anything.
I love you.
Sir, all right. Here's the keys to my apartment. You go up there and wait, and I'm gonna take Carol home.
I'll take a bus.
No, I'll take you.
Can you come here? Look, I don't care what you did for me.
What's wrong?
I don't think I want to know you anymore. All you do is make me feel bad about myself. You have my number.
Oh. Let him take you home.
Don't want to.
I love you.
Love you too.
Don't say anything.
I gotta get a hold of Frank and see where I'm hanging my hat.
Well, I think you're gonna have to camp it here.
What are you talking about?
Look at you, sweetheart.
Yeah, I don't see any
like your old son again. No, Jack, no feeling. Mommy and Daddy are home.
Sorry. You're just fun to mess with.
They rented your place furnished. Jackie said she was going to bring your personal things. They were going to set you up in here. It's an extra room. I never use it. It's got good light. No other choice, really.
I'm coming.
Well, it's nice. It's good. They got your music, paintings. Paints. Have to say they did a good job. It's gonna be okay, huh? Cozy, huh?
Yeah. Thank you, Melvin. You overwhelm me. I love you.
I tell you, buddy, I'd be the luckiest guy alive if that did it for me. Well, it's, make yourself at home.
Anything else in the back? But I was playing soccer while you were away.
I know. I love my cookbook. Hmm.
Great. It's got all these wonderful recipes in here. It's something to shark. I never even fixed shark before. Shark with a bite. Would you like that, Spencer?
Yeah.
There's some cookies here called wasp's nest.
Where is my big hairy boy? Where is he? Where is my beautiful boy?
Sweetheart. Oh, you're in bed.
Oh.
Yeah, Melvin, I just didn't think Verdell should get too comfortable sleeping in here.
Well, look,
because,
I mean,
it's really not gonna...
Dog's already comfortable.
Is this okay? Hello? Hi, it's me. Hi. Yes. He took me in. Yes. It's Carol for you. Yes. Well, Jackie,
okay, just
magically fainted
just
when I walked in
dog.
And Jackie done
take the dog.
Okay, I gotta go.
Just take the dog.
Oh, come here.
Right. Take him. Right. Come on, move fast. Mwah. Don't let him move fast. Come on.
Good luck.
Hello?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Not so hot.
Why? What's wrong?
I don't know whether I'm being sensible or hard on you.
Maybe both. Maybe.
See, right there, I don't know whether you're being cute or crazy now.
Cute.
You don't have to answer everything I say. Just listen to me, okay? Listen to me. It's really something that you're looking after Simon. And what I said on the street, that was a bad thing to say. And it made me sick to my stomach. It was a bad thing to say. And I'd be lying if I didn't say I enjoy your company. But the truth is, you do bother me enormously. And I know that I think that it's better for me to not have contact with you because you're not ready. And you're a pretty old guy to not be ready. And I'm too old to ignore that. But there were extraordinary kindnesses that did take place. So anyway, thanks for the trip. Good night. Good night.
Okay, if I say something now?
Go ahead.
I should have danced with you.
Good night. Good night.
Are you gonna talk to me or not?
I'm coming. What'd she say?
That I'm a great guy. Extraordinary. And she doesn't want contact with me. I'm dying here.
Because you love her.
No. And you people are supposed to be sensitive and sharp?
Then you tell me why. You're the one who's dying here.
I don't know.
Let me sleep on it.
Oh, come on.
I'll figure it out.
Oh, please.
It's, stuck. I can't get back to my own life. She's evicted me from my life.
Did you really like it that much?
Well, it's better than this. Look, you, I'm very intelligent. If you're gonna give me hope, you gotta do better than you're doing. I mean, if you can't be at least mildly interesting, then shut the hell up. I mean, I'm drowning here, and you're describing the water.
Well, picking on me won't help.
Well, if that's true, I'm really in trouble.
But, Melvin, do you know where you're Lucky? You know who you want. I would take your seat any day. So do something about it. Go over there. Now, tonight. Don't sleep on it. I mean, it's not always good to let things calm down. You can do this, Melvin. You can do this. You can. Pull the stops. Tell her how you feel. You can do this. You can do this.
Oh, hey, I'm charged.
Yes, you are.
She might kill me if I go over.
Well, then get in your jammies and I'll read you a story. Listen, I really think you have a chance here. I mean, the best thing you have going for you is your willingness to humiliate yourself. So go over there, do this, catch her off guard.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Here I go.
What's wrong?
Forgot to lock the door.
What do you want, Melvin?
I'm sorry I woke you.
I wasn't asleep.
What a break.
Is it a secret what you're doing here?
I had to see you.
Because?
Relaxes me. I'd feel better sitting outside your apartment on the curb than any other place I can think of or imagine. No. That's overstating. I'd rather be sitting inside on the steps because I don't want to get my feet in the gutter. What would that serve?
Stop it! Why can't I just have a normal boyfriend? Why? Just a regular boyfriend who doesn't go nuts on me.
Everybody wants that, dear. It doesn't exist. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Boyfriend.
Come on in and try not to ruin everything by being you.
Maybe we could live without the wisecracks.
Maybe we could.
Feels a little confined in here. Let's take a walk.
See, it's 4 a.m. Walk sounds a little screwy to me. If you don't mind.
Well, if you need an excuse, there's a bakery on the corner. We got a good shot it'll be open soon. That way we're not screwy. Just two people that like warm rolls.
Okay. What are you doing?
I still want you to hear part of that car song.
You don't have...
And, darling, I'm never lonely. Whenever you're inside.
Thank you. You know, I was... I'm sorry. Whatever this is not gonna work. What?
I'm feeling better, Carol.
Melvin, even though it may seem that way now, you don't know me all that well. I'm not the answer for you.
Hey, I've got a great compliment for you.
You know what? I can be around.
Just let me talk. Just... I might be the only person on the face of the earth that knows you're the greatest woman on earth. I might be the only one... who appreciates how amazing you are in every single thing that you do. And how you are with Spence. And in every single thought that you have, and how you say what you mean, and how you almost always mean something that's all about being straight and good. And I think most people miss that about you. And I watch them wondering how they can watch you bring their food and clear their tables and never get that they just met the greatest woman alive. And the fact that I get it makes me feel good about me. Is that something that it's, bad for you to be around? For you?
No.
I'm gonna grab you. I didn't mean for that to be a question. I'm gonna grab you. I know I can do better than that.
fella.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life. Some things in life are bad, they can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. This'll help things turn out for the best. Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps. Just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. So always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life. Life's a counterfeit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's the joke, it's true. You see, it's all a show. Keep them laughing as you go. Just remember the last laugh is on you. think of you every morning. Dream of you every night. Darling, I'm never lonely. Whenever you are inside.